सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य तत्पुरुष समास प्रकरणे नवमः पाठः। येनाक्षरत्मानं नायम् अभिगम्य महेश्वरा तत्कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभान्ति च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। समानाधिकरण समासाः अधीयन्ते। कर्मधारयः इत्यपि तस्यैव संज्ञा। तत्पुरुषः समानाधिकरणः कर्मधारयः इति संज्ञासूत्रम्। यस्मिन् तत्पुरुषसमासे उभयोः पूर्वपदोत्तरपदयोः समानाधिकरण्यं विद्यते सः समासः कर्मधारयः इति उच्यते। तस्मिन् समासे अन्तिमं सूत्रमस्ति मयूरविंशकादयश्च। मयूरविंशकादिगणे ये ये शब्दाः पठ्यन्ते ते साधवः। सूत्र विच् गिव्स् अ सेट् आफ् वर्ड्स् अस् निपातन सिद्धप्रक्रियस्य निर्देशः निपातनम्। दे आर् गिवन् अस् रेडिमेड् वर्ड्स् सो वट् एवर् इस् मिस्सिङ्ग् इन् द प्रक्रिया स्टेप्स् केन् बि सप्लैड् बै द सेम् सूत्र एण्ड् इट्स् अ कलेक्षन् आफ् वेरीड् टैप्स् आफ् वर्ड्स् बिकास् आर् वेरी डिफरेण्ट् कैण्ड्स् आफ् वर्ड्स् some which appear like bahurihi etc. like Esau, last class, but they are all put together and they come under tatpurusha. So mayuravyamsakadigana is generally a sutra which mayuravyamsakadayashcha is a sutra which helps us to substantiate many prayogas which would otherwise probably be wrong because there are no samasa vidhayaka sutras or there is some special prakriya for which there is no sutra so all such things can be managed by this sutra. So within this sutra there are a set of words. Also there are some gana sutras. The gana sutras are those sutras which come within a gana, which is within a class. There are, instead of specifying a particular word, Panini specifies a rule itself. So there are some such rules within this gana. आख्यातम् आख्यातेन क्रिया सापत्ये आख्यातम् नाम तिङन्तम्। आख्यातप्रत्यय इस् अ प्रत्यय, द तिङ् प्रत्ययस् आर् काल्ड् आख्यातप्रत्यय। सो आख्यातम् आख्यातेन क्रिया सातत्ये गम्ये तिङन्तम् तिङन्तेन संस्यते। एस् यु आल् नो समासः इस् ओन्ली फार् सुबन्तस्, सुप् सुपा समासः, सुबन्तम् सुमन्तेन समस्यते। आल् समासस् आर् फार् सुबन्तस्, so this is a special case where he is giving a samasa for tinantas. Tinantam tinantena samasyate kada kriya satatye gamye satatasya bhavah satatyam, then continuity of action is intended. So when an action is taking place continuously, tadrisham tadrisha kriya vachakam artha tinantam tinantena saha samasyate saha tatpurushah mayuravyamsakaditvat tatpurushah artha. किन्तु अत्र अन्यपदार्थ प्राधान्यम्। कस्य प्राधान्यम् इत्युक्ते क्रियायाः एव प्राधान्यम्। क्रियारूपस्य अन्यपदार्थस्य प्राधान्यात् स्त्रीत्वम् इत्यस्ति। उदाहरणं पश्यामः। अश्नीत पिबत इत्येवं सततं यत्र अभिधीयते सा क्रिया अश्नीत पिबत। अश्नीत मीन्स् ईट्। लोट्लकारे मध्यमपुरुषे बहुवचनम् अश्नीत। आल् आफ् यू ईट् वेल्। तथैव पिबत, ड्रिङ्क् वेल्। So there's a party where the host keeps telling everybody to eat and drink well. So ashnita pibata iti satatam yatra abhidhiyate, that action in which it is continuously told ashnita and pibata, that action itself is called ashnita pibata. So ashnita pibata is a samasta pada. It combines the kriya pada ashnita and pibata. And the whole thing is in strilinga because the pradhanya here is for the kriya. So ashnita pivata ityevam satatam yatra abhidhiyate sa kriya ashnita pivata. Pachata bhrijyata. So again pachata and bhrijyata, lotlakare. Pachata is cook and bhrijyata is to fry. So there is some, say, a wedding which is happening in which the cooks are cooking everything. So the leader is commanding everybody to cook and to fry continuously. So kriya satatya gamme tingantam tingantena samasyate pachata bhrijyata khadata modata and modata. eat and make merry इत्यर्थे. So all these are examples of क्रियापद combining with क्रियापद and it is comes under मयूर विंशकारिगण. अग्रे एहीडाधयः अन्यपदार्थे इति वार्तिकम्. पूर्वत्र अर्थात् खादत मोदत इत्यादिषु सर्वथा लोट्लकार एव वा इत्युक्ते तस्यैव तादृशाः एव प्रयोगाः दृश्यन्ते. प्रयोग इस् आल्वेस् आफ् दीस् टैम्स् सो दिस् इस् ओन्ली लोट्लकार. So it is those sorts of prayogas which are found in use. एहीडादयः अन्यपदार्थे. अन्यपदार्थे एहीडादयः निपात्यन्ते. So again there is a set of words. These are again combinations of tingantas. So there is no specific tingantas. It is again based on usage. There are certain words which are given here. So एहि ईड इति यस्मिन् कर्मणि तद् एहीडम् इत्युच्यते. एहीडम् इति पदम्. सो द वर्ड् इस् एहीडम्. वाट् डस् इट् मीन् इत्युक्ते एहि ईडे इति यस्मिन् कर्मणि इन् दट् एक्शन् इन् विच् द पर्सन् कीप् सेयिङ्ग् एहि ईडे. वाट् इस् एहि इस् कम्. ईडे इस् ऐ रिक्वेस्ट्. ऐ बेग् यू. सो प्लीस् कम्. ऐ एम् रिक्वेस्टिङ्ग् यू प्लीस् कम् इति यस्मिन् कर्मणि एहीडम्. So somebody is requesting another person to come. Tadrisham karma yadasti tasya ehidam iti uchyate. Punah atrapi ehi iti tingantam, ide ityapi tingantam. Ubhayoho samasaha tatha napumsakattvam asti. Karmanah anyapadarthasya pradhanyata napumsakattvam ehidam. So all these you should remember are based on prayogas. Yatha prayogaha drishyante tatha sutrani kritani santi. And these also show how words can be used in conversation. I mean, all these are very relevant only when there is some practical conversation which is going on and not just textual writing. Similarly, ehi avam. Ehi yavmi iti yasmin karmani tate ehi avam. So here also it is the same meaning. The meaning of ehidam and ehi avam are the same. उद्धर उत्सृज. उद्धर उत्सृज इति यस्यां क्रियायां सा उद्धरोत्सृज इत्युच्यते. कः सः उद्धर इस् कोष्ठाद् उद्धर. टेक् इट् फ्रम् द ट्रेजरी आर् द कोष्ठ फ्रम् द रूम्. उत्सृज देहि. उत्सृज इत्युक्ते देहि. सो उद्धरोत्सृज इस् समबडि इस् टेलिङ्ग् यू हेव् सो मच् इन् युर् ट्रेजरी सो टेक् इट् अण्ड् गिव्. उद्धरोत्सृज. उद्धर किं कोष्ठात् उद्धर. उत्सृज नाम देहि इति यस्यां क्रियायां सा उद्धरोत्सृजा. उद्धम विधम. उद्धम एण्ड् विधम इस् टु ब्लो. सो उद्धम इस् ब्लो लौड्ली एण्ड् विधम इस् टु ब्लो स्लोली. सो इट् कुड् बी रेफरिङ्ग् ईदर् टु अ कान्स् आर् टु द ब्लोयिङ्ग् आफ् फैर्. ऐ मीन् टु मेक् द फैर्. In those days when they used to make fires out of coal or firewood, you have to blow at it with a pipe or something. So that could be the context. Uddhama vidhama. Atatatyartham iha pathaha. Now all these are kriyapadas. So the previous case only tingantam tingantena samasyate iti uktam. Purvatraya. Akhyatam akhyatena iti uktam. Punaha idam. किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते असातत्यार्थम्. दिस् नीड् नाट् बी कण्टिन्यूस्लि टोल्ड्. इफ् समथिङ्ग् जस्ट् टेल्स् वन्स् दट् इस् आल्सो ओके इन् दीस् केसेस्. असातत्यार्थं सातत्यम् इह न गम्यते. पूर्वत्र यत्र तिङन्तं तिङन्तेन समस्यते इति उच्यते तत्र क्रिया सातत्यं गम्यते. दट् द एक्शन् इस् कण्टिन्यूस्. अत्र तु तथा नास्ति. असातत्यार्थम् इह नाम अस्मिन् एहीडादिगणे पाठः. जहि कर्मणा बहुलमाभीक्ष्ये कर्तारञ्च अभिदधाति इति अग्रिमं गणसूत्रम्. जहि इत्येतत् द वर्ड् जहि. जहि इस् टु लीव् द मध्यमपुरुष लोट् मध्यमपुरुष एकवचन आफ् हा धातु ओहात्यागे. जहि इत्येतत् कर्मणा समस्यते. इट् कम्बैन्स् वित् इट्स् ओन् कर्मपद. So there is a Lamasa of a Tinganta with a Subanta. Jahi ityetat karmana bahulam samasyate. Bahulam is always to indicate that the samasa is not found everywhere. There are some cases where samasa happens, some cases where it does not happen. Samasyate abhikshye gamye. So abhikshye is punah punah. And again repetition is intended. Samasena chet karta abhidhiyate. So but the samasta pada indicates the karta. In the previous cases, as you saw in, say, Pachata Vridyata or in Ehidam, it is the Kriya which is being intended. So, Pachata Modata Ittite, Yasyam Kriyayam Pachata Modata Iti Satatam Uchyate, Sa Kriya Pachata Modata. So, similarly, Ehi Ide Iti Yasmin Karmani Tati Ehidam Iti Uchyate. It is the action which is Pradhana in, or the action which is told by the Samasa. Here, it is the Karta. The samasta pada indicates the karta. So the word jahi combines with its karma pada when the samasa indicates karta. So again, you have to look at an example. Jahi jodaha. Kahartaha. Jodaha iti kasyachit samya. Joda is the name of somebody. So jahi jodam. Jahi jodam iti abhikshneena ya aha. Taha jahi jodaha. So somebody has caught hold of this person. Joda, and the other person is asking him to be released. Jahi Jodam. Jodam Jahi. So leave Joda. Iti Yaha Aha. That person who tells that is called Jahi Jodaha. I mean, this need not be, you can add any other name to it or any other thing. So Jahi is the Kriyapada and Joda is the Karmapada. So Jahi Karmana. Abhikshne is punah punah uchyate kartaram abhidhati. So jahi jodaha refers to the karta, to the person who tells this. Okay. Similarly, jahi stambaha, jahi stambam iti yaha abhikshne na aha. Stamba refers to a, and there are many meanings. One of the meanings is grass. There is a particular kind of grass of which the elephant is very fond of. So it is called Stambairama. There is a name for an elephant called Stambairama because it likes the stamba grass. So maybe, I mean, if there is an elephant among the grass eating, so somebody is trying to drive it away. So it could be, that could be a context in which you could use this word, jahi stambaha. Jahi stambam, jahi stambam, iti abhikshneena yaha aha, saha jahi stambaha. So that is Mayura Vyamsakadeshta and the internal sutras are in that. So next sutra is Ishad Akrita. Ishad Akrita. Stambaha ityukte gajahana. Stamba is a grass, a particular kind of grass of which the elephant is very fond of. Stambe ramaha ityukte gajaha. Stambe ramate, that which is, enjoys this stamba. Stamba is grass, kind of grass. Ishad Akrita iti agrimam shiktam. Ishat shabdaha akridanta prasatika subantena samasyate satat purushaha. The word Ishat combines with subanta akrita, which is not kridanta. So that is a satat purusha samasa. Ishat pingalaha. Pingala is a color. Okay, pingala is a part of brownish yellow color. So Ishat pingalaha, that which is slightly of that color. Ishat pingalaha. Pingalaha iti kridantam na ityartha. But the Vartikakara says, the sutra should not be phrased as Ishat akrita. Should be Ishat gunavachanena iti vachyam. The word Ishat combines with gunavachana, that which indicates a guna, that is a dravya with a particular guna. It is gunamachanam. It is pingalaha. Pingala is again a gunamachana. Pingala is something which has that color of yellowish brown. So, pingalaha iti gunamachanam. So, it could also be a kridanta. According to the Vartikakara, it could also be a kridanta. So, Panini says, akrita, kridanta ena samasahana iti vadati. Kintu Vartikakara mate, ishad gunamachanena. So any gunavachana, Ishad can combine with any gunavachana. Ishad raktam, slightly red or a light red इत्यर्थे ईषद् रक्तम् इति रक्तम् इति कृदन्तम् सो रजधातोः तत्प्रत्ययान्तम् सो इवन् इफ् इट् इस् अ कृदन्त इट् इस् ओके अस् लाङ्ग् एस् इट् इस् अ गुणवचन द वर्ड् ईषद् कम्बैन्स् विट् इट् ओके सो ईषत् मीन्स् अ स्माल् अमौण्ट् सम्थिङ्ग् विच् इस् स्माल् इन् इट् नीड् नाट् बि स्माल् से इट् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् यु हव् टु टेल् यु कान्ट् से इट् अ स्माल् रेट् इट् इस् लैक् रेट् सो इट् मीन्स् अ लिटिल् अमौण्ट् आफ् सम्थिङ्ग् हियर् इट् इस् अ लिटिल् अमौण्ट् आफ् रेड्नेस् सो इन् द केस् विच् ईशर् ईशर् चुम्बितानि इट् मीन्स् लैट्लि kissed. So, the exact meaning, at least, exact sense in English depends upon the context. Ishat is the word. So, we use different words based on the context. Okay, any other questions? Okay, next we come to another subtype of Tatpurusha. We have covered the main types of Tatpurusha, Dvitiya to Saptami, and then we had Ekadeshi Samasa, and then we had Dvigu, and we covered Karmadharaya. Now, the kind called Nai Tatpurusha, or Nai Samasa. So, the sutra itself is called Nai. Okay, Ekapadatmakam Sutram Nai Itseva. Nai Supasaha Samasyate. Nai is an avyaya, where Nyakara is it. It gets it by halantyam and it gets deleted, so we hear as na. Okay. So, nai supasaha samasyate. It combines with any subanta which has samarthya with it. Nalopo nanyaha iti prakriyayam ekam sutram asti. Padatrayam na lopaha nanyaha. Alugutara pade ityataha uttara pade iti adhikriyate. So, na iti luptashashchikam padam. Na इत्युक्ते नस्य नकारस्य लोपः नन्यः नकारस्य लोपः सो द नकार आफ् नै गेट्स् डिलीटेड् उत्तरपदे परे वेन् एवर् इट् इस् फालोड् बै एन् उत्तरपदम् यत्किमपि उत्तरपदं भवति इट् केन् बि एनी उत्तरपद एस् सून् एस् देर् इस् अ समास एस् सून् एस् वी डू नञ् समास नयः नस्य लोपः स्यात् द नकार आफ् नै गेट्स् डिलीटेड् नन्यः नस्य लोपः स्यात् उत्तरपदे सो न ब्राह्मणः न नयः ब्राह्मण इति सुबन्तेन सह समासः सो यु हेव् न ब्राह्मण न इत्यत्र नकारस्य लोपे कृते अब्राह्मणः इति रूपम् तस्मात् नुड् अचि तस्मात् नुट् अचि इति पदत्रयमस्ति दिस् सूत्र इमीडियट्लि फालोस् न लोपो नन्यः सो इट् सेस् लुप्तनकारात् नन्यः तस्मात् इत्युक्ते किम् नलोपो नयः इत्यनेन नकारस्य लोपः विहितः तस्मात् अर्थात् लुप्तनकारात् नयः परस्य इत्यर्थः उत्तरपदस्य सो द उत्तरपद विच् इस् फालोयिङ्ग् द नै आफ् दिस् द नकार इस् डिलीटेड् दट् इस् आफ्टर् द नकार इस् डिलीटेड् इफ् द उत्तरपद हेपन्स् टु बि अजादि इफ् इट् स्टार्ट्स् वित् एन् ओवेल् सो अजादिः यदि उत्तरपदविशेषः अस्ति तर्हि नुडागमः स्यात् इट् गेट्स् एन् आगम काल्ड् नुट् नुट् इस् अ नकारागम एट् द बिगिनिङ्ग् नकार इस् एडेड् टु द बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् द उत्तरपद इफ् इट् हेपन्स् टु बि अजादि न अश्वः इत्यस्ति नन्यः अश्वशब्देन सह समासः नञ् इति समासविधायकं सूत्रम् सो यु हेव् न अश्व इदानीं किं भवति नलोपो नन्यः इत्यनेन नकारः लुप्यते So you have a ashwa. Idani uttarapadam ajadihi. The uttarapada which is ashwa starts with an ach which is akara. So it gets a nut as an agama at the beginning. So nakara is added to the beginning of ashwa. So you have nu ashwa which is nashwa, a nashwa, anashwaha. Na ashwaha, anashwaha. So this is why wherever you have, if the pada Wherever you do nai samasa, if the pada starts with a vyanjana, you hear only akara. If it is an ajadi, you hear an. That's because the nakara has been deleted and another nakara has been added to the beginning of the Uttara Pada. So that is about Nai Samasa, Nai Tatpurushaha. It's very simple. The Samasa Vidhayaka Sutra is Nai for anything, anywhere where Nakara na combines with any other word. So and then, depending on the first letter of the Uttara Pada, you either hear A or you hear An. Now so there is a question. Artha bhave avyayi bhave na saha ayam vikalpyate. Arthabhava is the absence of something. So to indicate the absence of something, you can do nai samasa. Nai tatpurushaha bhavitum arhati. Avyayi bhava samasaha api bhavitum arhati. In avyayi bhava, you have avyayam, vibhakti, samipa, samriddhi, vriddhi, arthabhava. Arthabhave avyayam subantena samasyate iti uktam. So when the abhava, the absence, total absence of something is indicated, and avyaya can combine with the subanta. Now, nai is an avyaya. It combines with the subanta. So, in that case, in the sense of arthabhava, should we do tatpurusha samasa or should we do avyayi bhava samasa is a question. This occurs only in case of arthabhava. If you see, na ashvaha, anashvaha is not abhava. Anashvaha does not indicate the absence of ashva. It indicates something which is not an ashva. So, it is not arthabhava. When there is arthabhava, when abhava is of something is indicated, so you can either have a tatpurusha samasa or avyayi bhava samasa. Which one should be done? So in prashna, avyayi bhavena saha ayam vikalpyate. So he says there is an option. It can either be avyayi bhava samasa or be tatpurusha samasa. Kaha bhedaha? Tatpurusha samasa ekrute lingam bhavati. So the linga will be, say whatever is the linga of the uttarapada. Whereas in the avyayi bhava, it will be napumsakalinga and it will be an avyaya. So, katham gyayate, how do we know that both samasas are present? So, there is rakshoha gama lagha sandeyaha prayojanam. It is bhashya vachana. So, it comes in the first anhika of the bhashya. Paspashanhike bhashyakara havadati. Rakshoha gama lagha sandeyaha prayojanam. Vyakaranasya kim prayojanam. What is the use of vyakarana? Iti prashnam udbhavya. Raksha, uha, agama, laghu, asandehaha, prayojanam, iti uchyate bhashyakaren. So what exactly are those, you can see later. But the prayoga is asandehaha, iti prayojanaha asti. Kim pullinge bahuvachane asti. So this is a, asandeha is sandehasya abhavaha. So the absence of sandeha is asandeha. Atahatra arthabhavaha asti. Arthabhave pullinge bahuvachane asti. So there is a pullinga prayoga here. Laghu asandehaha. So, on combination in a dvandva, there is a bahuvachana. Now, asandehaha, iti pullinge prayogaha, atahayam tatpurushaha. This is not avyayi bhava, this is a tatpurusha. Na sandehaha, asandehaha. Nama sandehasya bhavaha. So, there is the usage of a tatpurusha in case of arthabhava and nai. Adrutayam asamhitam iti vartika prayogaha. Okay. Na samhita. Samhitayaha abhavaha ityarthe asamhitam iti prayogaha. So now this asamhitam is an avyayi bhava. Absence of samhita ityarthe avyayi bhavaha. If it were tatpurusha, it should have been asamhita strilinga. But this is avyayi bhava, so there is napumsakatva and avyayatva. So asamhitam iti vartikakarena prayogaha kritaha. Bhashyakarena tatpurushasya prayogaha drishyate arthabhave. Nayaha subantena tatpurusha samasakritaha. Vartikakarena prayogaha, vartikakarasya prayogaha asti yatra nayaha subantena saha avyayi bhava samasaha kritaha. Ataha uchyate arthabhave avyayi bhavena saha ayam. Ayam nama nai tatpurushaha vikalpyate. Tena anupalabdhihi avivadaha avighnam ityadi siddham. So again he quotes many prayogas. There are many such prayogas. Anupalabdhihi na upalabdhihi. The absence of its availability. It is not available. It is anupalabdhihi. It is tatpurushaha. Na upalabdhihi anupalabdhihi. You should remember, wherever the linga of the pada is retained, it is a tatpurusha. But if it becomes the napumsaka linga and an avyaya, then it is avyayi bhava. So, avivadaha. Na vivadaha, vivadaha is the absence of debate or an absence of argument. Ityarthe punaha tatpurushaha. Avighnam विघ्नस्य अभावः. विघ्न शब्दः पुल्लिङ्गे अस्ति, किन्तु अविघ्नम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गे प्रयोगः दृश्यते, सः अव्ययीभावः. सो अविघ्नम् इस् एन् अव्ययीभाव समास. अनुपलब्धि एण्ड् अविवादः तत्पुरुष. सो यु केन् ईदर् हाव् अ तत्पुरुष समास आर् यु केन् हाव् अव्ययीभाव समास. इट् इस् आप्शनल्. Any questions? वार्तिकमस्ति, नन्यो नलोपः तिङि क्षेपे. सो इट् इस् एक्चुअली नाट् रिलेवेंट टु समासस् बिकॉज इट इस् नाट् अ समास. स्टिल् वी आर् इन् प्रकरण आफ् नलोप. सो लिखितव्य दिस् वार्तिका. नन्यः नलोपः तिङि, तिङन्ते परे नञ् इत्यस्य नकारस्य लोपः भवति. क्षेपे नाम निन्दायां गम्यमानायाम्. अपचसि त्वं जाल्म न पचसि इति प्रयोगः. तत्र नयः नकारस्य लोपे अपचसि इति जातम्. जाल्म इति निन्दां द्योतयितुम् इति इण्डिकेट् निन्दा. हीस् पुट् द वर्ड् जाल्म. कुत्सितं पचसि इत्यर्थः. कः अर्थः न पचसि इत्युक्ते यु आर् नाट् कुकिङ्ग् वेल्, यु आर् कुकिङ्ग् बेड्लि इत्यर्थे न पचसि. अपचसि इति प्रयोगः. अत्र समासः नास्ति. न इति भिन्नं पदं, तिङन्तं भिन्नं. देर् इस् नो समास एट् आल्. But there is nakara has been deleted in nai, in the na. So you hear the a. A iti bhinnameva padam. So prakarana vashat, nalopasya prakaranam ityataha idam vartikam api atraiva dattam dikshitehi. Naikadha ityadottu. No, there are words. There is a word like naikadha. There is also anekadha. Okay. So anekadha is naitatpurusha. Na ekadha. So you delete the nakara, it becomes a ekadha, and then there is nuragama by tasman nudachi. So anekadha iti bhavati. Kintu naikadha ityapi prayogaha asti. Katham samasaha ekameva padam, na ekadha ityadha natu bhinnam padam. If it were two different words, you can do na ekadha, naikadha iti bhavati. Kintu ekameva padam asti. Naikadha iti samasaha kritaha. Katham nakarasi lopaha nasti iti prashnaha. नैकधः इत्यादौ तु न शब्देन सह सुपा इति समासः. देर् इस् द अव्यय नञ्, नञ् इति अव्ययं भिन्नम् अस्ति. न इत्येव पदमस्ति यत्र ञकारः नास्ति. न इत्येव पदमस्ति तस्य समासः. सो सूत्रे किमुच्यते, नलोपो नन्यः इति उच्यते. नञ् इति अव्ययस्यैव नकारस्य लोपः, न तु केवलं न इत्यस्य. अतः नकारलोपः नास्ति. किन्तु समासः कथम् इत्येव प्रश्नः. यतोहि नञ् इति समासविधायकसूत्रेऽपि ञकारः निर्दिश्यते. नञ् इति ञकारसहितस्य ञितः अव्ययस्यैव समासः, न तु केवलं न. इस् देर् आर् टु डिफरेण्ट् वर्ड्स्. नञ् इस् डिफरेण्ट् एण्ड् न इस् डिफरेण्ट्. नञ् इस् वेर् देर् इस् ञकार एस् द इत् एण्ड् न इस् वेर् द नकार इस् नाट् इत्. सो इन् मेनी केसेस् यु मैट् नाट् सी द डिफरेन्स्, बट् इन् दिस् केस् As you see here, nakarasya lopaha na bhavati. Na lopo nanyaha iti nirdishtatvat na bhavati. Samasah katham ityukte sahasupa iti, if you remember, first in earlier, in samasa prakarana, we saw that sahasupa ityatra yoga vibhagam kritva, kevala samasaha, purvam bhutaha, bhuta purvaha. Then we are looking for other examples of that. Kind of a samasa. This is one example. Na ekadha ityatra na shabdena saha supa iti samasaha. So the word na combines with the subanta. So you have naikadha. This is not nani. This is just na. So these are very rare cases where such a samasa is there. You can substantiate it using the argument. Agrimam sutram. नभ्रान् नपान् न वेदान् असत्या नमुचि नकुल नख नपुंसक नक्षत्र नक्र नाकेषु प्रकृत्या. देर् आर् सम् केसस् अगेन् वेर् देर् इस् अ नञ्छम् समास, बट् द नकार इस् नाट् डिलीटेड्. इट् इस् लैक् नैकधा, बट् I mean, Panini himself has given substantiation for such, some such prayogas. There are prayogas where the nakara is not deleted. So he says, he uses those words, he gives the list of those words. In these words, prakritya, the nai is as it is, that is, the nakara is not deleted. Nai prakritya bhavati, it is retained as it is, that is, the nakara of nai is not deleted in these samasas. These are all nai samasas. Where you hear the nakara, it is not converted to a. Okay, na is not deleted. Nabhrat, it is the meghaha ityartha, it means a cloud. Na bhrajate ityarthe quip quivantena saha samasaha. Nabhraj iti pratipadikam. Prathamaya bhakta ekavachane nabhrat iti bhavati. Napad ityarthe, that's the pad iti shatrantaha. It is the Padhatohu Shatrante Pat iti bhavati. So Napat ityasti. Napat ityasya Pautraha ityartha. Na Pat ityarthe. Napat iti shabdaha Pautraha ityarthe. It means a grandson. Nabhrat Napat Naveda. Vedaha iti asunnantaha. Vedas iti sakarantashabdaha. So Vedas. Vedaha iti prathama ekavachane asunantaha, he says it ends with the suffix called asun. Navedaha ityasti kahartha iti maya na praptam. I could not find the meaning of this particular word. I need to find out, but Naveda is the word. He is just giving a list of words. There is nothing special in the sutra. He just says these words in which nakara remains as it is. Na satyaha iti asti. Na satyaha asatyaha. Na asatyaha. Na satyaha iti samasaha. Na satyo nama Ashwini Kumaru. The twin gods, Ashwini Devatas, are referred to as na satyo. Na munchati iti namuchihi. Na iti dhato. Na nayaha muchu. Muchi ityanena saha samasaha. Namuchi is the name of a demon whom Indra killed. Na kulam asya is a samasaha. Nakulaha. Okay. Nakula refers to a mongoose. Na kham asya nakaha. So nakha is a name, as you know. So na kham. Atra kham nama indriya samvedana. That which does not have a sense. That is, it does not have any nerves or anything, so it is a dead part. Atayeva nakaha iti tasya nama. Na stri puman, neither feminine nor masculine, na pumsakaha iti shabdaha. So, stri pumsayohu pumsaka bhavaha nipatana. This sutra also gives a nipatana. That is, na pumsaka is a ready-made word. The akha is na stri puman, but you don't hear the stri in the word. You don't even hear the pums properly. So he says, Sri Pumsayoho. The words Sri and Pums in the Vigraha Vakya are replaced by Pumsaka. Sri Pumsayoho Pumsaka Bhavaha Nipatanat. So because this is a Nipatana, the two words have been replaced by Pumsaka. So the ready word is Na Pumsaka. It means Na Sri Puman. Na Ksharatiti Nakshatram. That which does not kshara-ti-kshara-ti is to be lost or destroyed. So that which stays forever is the nakshatram. Kshiyate hai kshavate hai va kshatram iti nipatit. So there are two vigrahas which are given. It can either be na kshara-ti or na kshiyate. That which does not lessen any time is called nakshatra. Okay. So, kshiyate hai kshanate hai va. In either case, the dhatu, the kshi dhatu or the kshar dhatu is replaced by kshatra. Kshiyate hai kshanate hai va kshatram iti nipatyate. So again, this is a nipatana, nakshatram iti rupam. So, yeah, kshara, kshiyate is to expend something or is to become less. Exactly. Na kramatiti nakraha. So kramerdaha. The kramadhatu has dapratyaya to form kraha. So na kraha nakraha. Nakraha nama makaraha. Crocodile is called nakra. न अकम अस्मिन् इति नाकः. सो नाक इज स्वर्ग हेवन. स्वरव्ययम् स्वर्गनाक इति अमरः आरम्भे एव अस्ति. सो अकम् नाम पापम् अथवा दुःखम्. यस्मिन् स्थाने पापं वा दुःखं वा नास्ति सः नाकः नाम स्वर्गः. सो दीस् वर्ड्स् इफ् यु लुक् एट् द सूत्र इट् जस्ट् गिव्स् द लिस्ट् आफ् वर्ड्स् इन् विच् द ना इस् नाट् डिलीटेड्. Kramati is to cross Kramu Pada Vipshepe. It generally means to move or to cross. And why Nakra is called Nakramati iti, I thought about it. So maybe it does not go far from its place. Or, I don't know. I don't know why it is actually called Nakra. Kramati then means to move or to cross over. Any other questions? Atraiva Agrivam Sutram, the same prakarana. Nago Pranishu Anyatarasyam. Paratrayamasti Nagaha Apranishu Anyatarasyam. So Naga, again it's a word, Na Gachati Ityate Nagaha. So in this case the Nakara is not deleted optionally. Anyatarasyam Vikalpena Prakritya Bhavati Prabhran Napad Ityataha Prakritya Iti Anuvartate. Nagaha Ityatra Nai Prakritya Va. So optionally the na of naga is retained. So there are two forms. So it can either be nagaha or it can be agaha. So when the na is not deleted you hear it as naga. Otherwise you hear it as aga. It means mountain. Na gachanti ityathe nagaha iti parvata vachakaha. Agaha ityapi asti. Apranishu ityasti. So when it refers to na gachati iti yada apranishu, when it does not refer to an animal or an living being, tadaiva prakritya bhavati. Apranishukim ago vrishalaha sheetena. He cannot move because of he has cold. Ityarthe agaha iti yadi praninaha. So when it refers to any living being, tada agaha ityeva prayogaha. So the na is compulsorily deleted. Only when it refers to an aprani. Apranishu nagaha iti prakritya bhavati. So nagaha ityapi bhavitum arhati, agaha ityapi bhavitum arhati. Okay, so that ends nai tatpurusha. So navedaha ityatra viparitam vetsi. I don't know whether this is the, did you find this in any commentary? I'm not sure. I don't really know what it means. It could mean navedaha. He who does not know, or he who knows the wrong thing. Could be. Okay. So, we finished Nai Tatpurusha. So, next you have other subtypes of Tatpurusha. There is Ku Samasa, Gati Samasa, Pradi Samasa. So, Nityam Krida Jivika Yohu Ityataha Nityam Iti Anuvartamane. Okay, going back. Okay, so it says, Vachaspatyam says that Viparitam Veti, then it is fine. So, Navedaha ityasya yaha na Veti ityasya, he who does not know, does not ityasya, Viparitam, he who does not know properly, he who thinks of it as the, he who understands it in an opposite way, ityasya, Navedaha ityasya prayoga. Dhanyavadaha, Ushabhini. Okay, so now let's move on. Nityam krida jivikayohu ityataha nityam iti anuvartamane. So, we saw nityam krida jivikayohu, the sutra earlier. So, nityam iti anuvartate. So, agrima sutra, the next sutra we are studying is the nitya samasa. So, samasa is compulsory. Ku gati pradayaha iti sutram. Ekameva padamasti. ku gati pradayaha. The word ku, the words which have gati samya, and pradis, words which belong to the pradigana, all these combine with samartha. Okay. Ete samarthena nityam samasyante. And the samasa is a nitya samasa. There is no swapada vigraha. There is no swapada vigraha. Jityarthaha vakya prayogaha na bhavati. Samastasyeva prayogaha. Aswapada vigraha tu bhavati. Kutsitaha purushaha. Kupurushaha. An evil man. Durjanaha ityarthe kupurushaha. Ku ityasya purusha sabdena saha samasaha. Kupurushaha iti nitya samasaha. You cannot split the words as ku purushaha. Atayeva kutsitaha iti aswapada vigraha. Kutsitaha purushaha. Kupurushaha. That is kusamasa. Next we have gati samasa. Gati hi samarthena samasyate. A word which has gati samya will combine with any samartha subartha. Now you should know what is gati. Gati hi ityukte kim iti prashnaha. What are the particles which have gati samya? Gati is a samya. It is a name which is given to a set of words. So kesham gati samya asti iti drashtavyam. So from now on he defines gati samya. Dikshita defines sutras which give gati samya. Kutra kutra gati samya bhavati iti uchyate. Kesham gati samya kanam padanam kugati pradayaha ityanena samasaha bhavati. Gatishcha iti anuvartamane. So now we go to the gati prakarana. Where gatishcha ityeva sutram asti. Upasarganam, pradinam, prapara, apasam, ityadinam, upasarga samya bhavati, gati samya api bhavati, kriya yoga, pradinam, gati samya asti. Takaha gati hi iti anuvartamane. So there are other sutras, many sutras which give gati samya. Uryadi chvidachascha. There is a question. Kim Raja, not Kuraja. Kuraja ityapi, Kurajaha ityapi prayogaha bhavitum arhati. If you do kusamasa, you can combine ku with rajan. And since it is a satpurusha samasa, there will be tat samasanta, it will form Kurajaha, which is true. The existence of Kim Raja does not prevent the existence of Kurajaha. Okay. So Kim Raja is a prayoga. That prayoga is there. How do you support it? By Kim Shepe. So, Tena Sutrena Kim Raja iti prayogaha bhavati. Anena Sutrena ku ityanena api samasam kartum shaknumaha. There is nothing wrong. There are two prayogas, two different prayogas. Okay, in both cases it is a nitya samasa. So, even though we say the vigraha is kutsitaha raja, the actual vigraha is either, alaukika vigraha is either with Kim Shabda or Ku Shabda. So if you give kutsitaha raja, it need not be a same form. It need not lead to a single form because it is not swapada vigraha at all. So it could be both. It is not swapada vigraha. So you are not combining the word kutsita with it. You are just explaining. You need not even say kutsitaha raja. You can say dushtaha raja. The vigraha could also be that. Because the vigraha is not aswapada vigraha. It is just meant to convey the meaning of the word. Okay. So, it does not, we need not say that Kutsitaha Raja has to be only Kim Raja and not Ku Raja. Okay. It could be both. Any other question? Coming to okay, so if you have such a question in a question paper where they give a vigraha and say give the samasta pada, because the syllabus says because Siddhartha Kaumudi says Kutsitaha Raja Kim Raja, you would have to say Kim Raja, but that does not mean anything. I mean, answering a question paper is different. Yadi prashnapatrikayam sadrisha prashnah asti tarhi kim raja ityeva lekhaniyam. Because the Kaumudi says kutsitaha raja kim raja, and the question paper is set based on that. But actually it could be both. ಬರುತ್ತೆ. ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಚ್ವಿಡಾಶಿಶ್ಚ, ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಶ್ವಿ ರಾಜಃ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಗಣ, ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಗಣ. ಶ್ವಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಫಿಕ್ಸ್, ಶ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಅಂತ. ತಥೈವ ಡಾಜ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ, ಡಾಜ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಅಂತ ಗತಿ ಸಮಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಪ್ರಾಗ್ವೀಶ್ವರ ನಿಪಾತಃ ಇತ್ಯಧಿಕಾರಃ, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ನಿಪಾತ. ಉಪಸರ್ಗಃ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯೋಗೇ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯೋಗೇ ಇತಿ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ. ಗತಿಶ್ಚ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಗತಿಃ ಇತಿ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ. ಏತೆ ನಾಮ ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಶ್ವಿ ಡಾಚಃ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯೋಗೇ ಗತಿ ಸಮಯಃ ಸ್ಯುಃ. ವೆನ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಗತಿ. ಗತಿ ಇತಿ ಸಮಯ ಭವತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯಾ ಯೋಗೇ. ಊರೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ, ಊರಿ ಇತಿ ಅವ್ಯಯಂ ಅಂಗೀಕಾರಾರ್ಥಕಂ, ಟು ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಅಗ್ರಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥೆ ಊರಿ ಇತಿ ಅವ್ಯಯಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ತಸ್ಯ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಹ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವರ್ಡ್ ಊರಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಬೈನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಾಂತ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕೃದಂತ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ. ಸೊ ಊರಿ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಅಸ್ತಿ, ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯೋಗೇ ಅಸ್ಯಾಹ ಊರಿ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಗತಿ ಸಮಯ ಭವತಿ. ಗತಿ ಸಮಯಾಯಾಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಕುಗತಿ ಪ್ರಾದಯಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಸೊ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಊರಿ ಕೃತ್ವಾ, ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಅವ್ಯಯಸ್. ನೌ ಗತಿ ಸಮಾಸೇ ಕೃತೆ ಸಮಾಸೇ ಅನೈಪೂರ್ವೇ ಕ್ತ್ವೋ ಲ್ಯಪ್ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಕ್ವಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ಯ ಲಭಾದೇಶಃ. ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸಮಾಸ? ಸಸ್ಸಿನ ಸ್ಯುಡು ಸಮಾಸ, ಕ್ವಾ ಇಸ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಬೈ ಯಪ್. ಓಕೆ, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ವಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಲ್ಯಪ್, ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಕೃತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್. What is the difference when we study at high school level or when we study general grammar? We say kevalasya dhatuhu kva pratyayaha upasarga sahitasya lyap. That is how we study. We say if it is plain dhatu, it is kva, and whenever it is preceded by an upasarga, it is lyap. Okay? So that is correct, but that is not the exact definition. The sutra which gives lyap says samase kvaha lyap. In a samasa, kva is replaced by lyap. Okay? So an upasarga means there is a samasa, there is a gati samasa or a pradi samasa. So that is why whenever it is preceded by an upasarga, it gets lyapadesha. But that is not the only case. Wherever there is samasa, yatra yatra samasaha bhavati, tatra ktva ityasya lyapadeshaha bhavati. So that is why the tva is replaced by lyap and you have kritya, uri kritya. If there is no samasa, it would have been uri kritva. But this is a nitya samasa, so the form is uri kritya. Okay. Similarly, angi kritya ityatrapi tathaiva. Okay. So the word is also included in this gana. So uryadi ityanena gati samya bhavati, gati samyayam satyam samasaha, samase sati sva pratyayasya nyavadeshaha, uri kritya iti rupam. Shukli kritya, so that was the example of uryadi gana. Next is chvi. ಶುಕ್ಲೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಉದಾಹರಣ. ಅಶುಕ್ಲಂ ಶುಕ್ಲಂ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಮೇಡ್ ವೈಟ್, ಶುಕ್ಲೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಅಭೂತ ತದ್ಭಾವೇ ಕೃಪಸ್ಥ ಯೋಗೇ ಸಂಪದ್ಯಮಾನ ಕರ್ತರಿ ಚ್ವಿಹಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಚ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ. ಚ್ವಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಭೂತ ತದ್ಭಾವ. ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೈಟ್, ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ವೈಟ್. ಅಭೂತ ತದ್ಭಾವ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಚ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ. ಸೊ ಚ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಅತ್ರ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಶುಕ್ಲ ಇತಿ ಪದಾತ್ ಚ್ವಿ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಭವತಿ. ಅಸ್ಯ ಚ್ವೌ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಈತ್ವಂ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಈಕಾರಾದೇಶಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಶುಕ್ಲೀ ಇತಿ ಚ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತಂ, ತಸ್ಯ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಸೊ ಶುಕ್ಲೀ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಚ್ವಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತ, ಇಟ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃತ್ವಾ. ಸಮಾಸೇ ಕೃತೆ ಗತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ, ಕುಗತಿ ಪ್ರಾದಯಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಗತಿ ಸಮಾಸೇ ಕೃತೆ ಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಲ್ಯಬಾದೇಶೆ ಶುಕ್ಲೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ. ಸೊ ಊರ್ಯಾದಿ ಚ್ವಿ ಡಾಚ್, ಡಾಚ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ. ಉದಾಹರಣಮಸ್ತಿ ಪಟಪಟಾ ಕೃತ್ಯ, ಪಟಪಟಾ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದಂ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಪಟಪಟ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅನುಕರಣ. We use it very often. I mean, even in say Kannada, there is this pata pata. Okay, the word in anukarana of something, pit pat, something like that. It is a word of anukarana of some shabda. Okay. So, objecta anukaranat dvijavarardhad anitav dach iti sutena dach pratyaha asti. So, the pata pata, the akara you hear in the end is of the dach pratyaya. So, whenever a word is ending in dach, ಪಟಪಟ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಮಾಸಃ, ಸ samasayakritya vyavadeshaha. So patapata kritya is an example of dadanta. So uryadi shvi dasaha. So samasa is not by the sutra. Please remember uryadi shvidasaha. Svidachashtya iti sutrena gati samyadiyate. It just named these as gati. Samasaha sarvatra kugati pradayaha ityanenaiva. Always samasa is by kugati pradayaha. These sutras only give gati samya. Gati ki gati samya kesha masti iti prashne. Etani sutrani ucchinte. Atraiva ekam vartika masti karika shabdasya upasankhyanam. Gati samyayam karika iti shabdasyapi upasankhyanam. Uryadi chvi rasityasi karika shabdasyapi gati samyam bhavati. So karika nama kriya ityarthaha. So karika kritya. Karika shabdasya kritva ityanena samase. Gati samase lyabadeshe karika kritya. Nama kimapi karyam kritva ityarthaha. Karika kritya iti shabdasya. Agrimam sutram asti, punaha gati samya vidhayakam sutram. Remember, we entered into gati prakarana. So there is a deviation from samasa. So kugati pradayaha ityata gati samasaha diyate. So gati samase kesham padanam gati samya asti iti prashne gati samya vidhayakani sutrani adhiyante. So there are still some 10 more sutras which give gati samya. So remember where we are in the samasa prakarana. Anukaranam cha aniti param. Iti agrimam sutram. Anukaranam, a word which indicates anukarana. This is mimicking something. Aniti param. We will see what is aniti param later. Anukaranam gati samyam sya. The word which indicates anukarana, it will get gati. It will be called gati. And then it will have gati samasa. Khat kritya. Khat iti shabdam kritva. So khat is again an anukarana. There is no meaning for it. It's just when you are mimicking some word, it says khat. Okay. Khat iti shabdam kritva ityarthe khat kritya iti samasaha. Gati samya gati samasaha kritva ityasya lyavadeshaha. Aniti param kim khad iti kritva nirashthivat. So aniti param, iti param na ityarthaha. When it is not followed by iti. Whenever there is an anukarana, there is the word iti which is added. For example, khad iti kritva. So, iti is one which indicates anukarana. Always, when you are saying iti saha avochatu, you are mimicking what he said. So, that is why you use the word iti. Iti always indicates anukarana. So, now it says aniti param. So, anukarana can be either indicated with iti or not indicated with iti. When it is not indicated, when the word iti is not used for it, tadaiva gati samya bhavati, tatraiva samasaha khat kritya. Yatra iti ityasya prayogaha kriyate. Iti paratvam asti. That is whenever the anukarana shabda is followed by iti, there is no samasa. Khad iti kritva nirashthivate. So, in this case, khad iti ityatra iti 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 shabdasya prayogaha asti ityataha samasaha na bhavati kritva ityatra tva eva asti. So, there is no yabadesha because there is no samasa. There is no gati samya, so there is no samasa. Agre adara anadarayohu sada sati. Sat asat. There are two words. Sat is used to indicate adara or respect. Asat is used to indicate disrespect, anadara. So sat and asat in these senses, when they are used to indicate adara and anadara, they get the samya, gati samya. Sad iti asad iti cha avyaye. Both of them are avyayas. Adara anadara yohu kramena vidyamane. Existing, I mean having the meaning of adara and anadara respectively. Gati samye stha. So they will get gati samya. Satkritya istyasti. Satkritya is to treat somebody well, to respect. Satkritya iti sat istyasti kritva ityanena samasaha yavadeshaha. Adaram kritva ityarthaha. Evam asatkritya. Asatkritya nama anadaram kritva. Anadritya ityarthaha. So you have satkritya and asatkritya. Agrimam sutram asti bhushane alam. Bhushane alam. So bhushane vidyamanam alam iti avyayam gati samyakam syat. So the avyaya called alam, which exists in the sense of bhushana. Bhushana is to decorate. Alankara is where you have this alam is used for. Alankara means to decorate or to adorn. So bhushanarthate alam iti avyayam asti. Tasya gati samya bhavati. Alankritya. Alam kritva. Kritva itinena samasaha levadeshaha alankritya iti rupam. Bhushane kim? So why does he say bhushane eva gati samya bhavati? Alam ityasya anyaha anyayapi atthaha santi. Alam ityasya paryaptam ityapi atthaha asti. Tasmin arthe gati samya na bhavati samasopi na bhavati. Alam kritva odanam gataha. Odanam alam kritva. Tasmin atra alam ityasya kaha arthaha paryaptam odanam kritva gataha. So he says enough, he made enough of the rice and he went. Paryaptam odanam kritva gataha iti alam shabdasya yatra prayogaha tatra alam kritva ityata samasaha na bhavati. Bhinnasyeva prayogaha levadeshaha na bhavati. Alam kritva odanam gataha. Yadatu bhushanarthe alam ityasya prayogaha alankritya. Devam alankritya ityadi prayogaha bhavitam arhanti. Anukaranam ityadi trisutri svabhavat kri vishaya. So now he says, starting from anukaranam, anukaranam cha niti param, adaranadareva sarasati and bhushanelam. These three, svabhavat by their nature kri vishaya, the following dhatu. All these, I mean, everywhere he is giving kritva. It need not be kri dhatu, it could be other dhatu. But by nature, these three sutras, the examples of these three things, kri vishaya, are always, they are associated with kr dhatu. That is a form of kr dhatu. It could be kritva or any other thing. Kritva ityatra samase visheshaha drishyate ityataha svantasyayo daharanam diyate. It need not be svanta. Okay? It could be any other alankritaha ityapi asti. Okay? So, alankritaha ityatra api alam iti bhushanarthe kritaha ityanena samasaha bhavati. So, but the dhatu always happens to be kr by nature because it does not, by nature of the word, it does not combine with other dhatus. Kr ityanena sahaiva samasaha bhavati. Antar aparigrahe. From antar ityasti aparigrahe. Aparigrahe vartamanam antar iti avyayam gati samyakam syat. Antar hatya iti udaharanam. Madhye hatva. So madhye, in the middle of something. Okay. So in the middle of say, he killed somebody in the middle of say the house or something. What kim kasya madhye iti prakarana shahanyatavim. Antar hatya iti. Antaha hatva gataha ityarthe antarhatya iti rupam. Antar ityasya hatva ityanena samasaha lyabadeshaha. Aparigrahe kim antar hatva gataha. So you see, hatva gataha iti prayogaha ubhayatra. In both cases, he killed somebody or something and went. Now, after killing, there can be two cases. He takes it, parigraha. So whatever he killed, he takes it. Say he killed a bird. Say a hunter kills a bird, he can either take the bird and go away or leave it and go away. So where there is aparigraha, yatra parigraha nasti, tatra samasaha. Arthat antarhatya gataha ityukte hatva hatam tatraiva tyaktva gachati ityarthaha. Parigrahe yadatu hatam svikritya gachati tada antarhatva gataha iti prayogaha hatam parigrihya gataha. So whatever was killed, he took it and went. Ityarthe antar hatva gataha tatra samasaha na bhavati. Gati samyanasti samasopi na bhavati. Tada antar gatva antar hatva gataha. Yadatu parigraham na karoti tatraiva tyaktva gachati tada antar hatya gataha. You can see there are very subtle differences in meaning which can be had from a samasa or from suffixes. So only when you study the language deeply, you'll understand. So even if there is prayoga in some kavya, unless you study Vyakarana, you will not be able to understand the real intent of the Shabdas. Kane manasi shraddha pratighate. इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम्। कणे शब्दः मनस् शब्दः च श्रद्धा प्रतिघाते गतिसंयतौ स्तः। अत्यंत अभिलाषः श्रद्धा इन दिस पर्टिक्युलर केस, इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट ओनली श्रद्धा, आई मीन इवन इन अदर केसेस अत्यंत अभिलाषः एक्सट्रीम डिजायर और इंटरेस्ट टुवर्ड्स समथिंग इज कॉल्ड श्रद्धा। हैविंग लॉट और टू मच ऑफ इंटरेस्ट टुवर्ड्स समथिंग इज कॉल्ड श्रद्धा। तस्याः निवृत्तिः, सो सिंस इट इज डिजायर एज द डिजायर इज सैटिस्फाइड, दैट इज कॉल्ड प्रतिघात। श्रद्धा प्रतिघात इज वेयर अ डिजायर, I mean, somebody was wanted something very badly and that desire was satisfied. Yataha shraddha pratighata shabdasya. So kane hatya payah pibati iti udaharanam. Kane hatva, kane nama shraddha ityasti, kane hatya ityasya shraddha pratighata rupa kaha arthaha iti pashyamaha. Evam mano hatya payah pibati iti udaharanam. सो कणे शब्दः सप्तमी प्रतिरूपकः निपातः। द वर्ड कणे, देयर आर सम अव्ययस विच आर कॉल्ड विभक्ति प्रतिरूपक अव्ययस, दे लुक लाइक सम विभक्ति, से देयर इज चिरात, इट लुक्स लाइक पंचमी विभक्ति बट इट इज एक्चुअली एन अव्यय, इट इज नॉट द पंचमी विभक्ति ऑफ चिर शब्द। चिरात इज एन अव्यय विच लुक्स लाइक अ पंचमी विभक्ति फॉर्म, वी कॉल इट एज विभक्ति प्रतिरूपक, दे लुक लाइक सम विभक्ति फॉर्म बट देयर एक्चुअली अव्यय। So similarly, this kane is a saptami pratirupakah nipata. It looks like saptami of kana, but it is actually a nipata kane itseva avyayam. Abhilashatishaye vartate. It means that abhilashatishaya, excess of desire for something. Manas shabdopi atraiva. In this particular context, the word manas also indicates excessive interest or desire for something. So when we use a prayoga as kane hatya pibati or mano hatya pibati, kaha arthaha abhilasha nivritti paryantam, till satisfaction. He likes milk very much, so till he is satisfied, payah pibati, he drinks milk, ityarthe kane hatya payah pibati iti, mano hatya payah pibati iti va prayoga. Yava tripti pibati, till he is satisfied, abhilasha nivritti paryantam, shraddha pratighata means the same. अभिलाष निवृत्ति टिल द डिजायर इज सैटिस्फाइड तावत् पर्यंतं पयः पिबति इत्यर्थः। सो दीस आर ऑल वेरी स्पेशल यूसेजेस विच आर टू बी यूज्ड इन स्पेसिफिक कॉन्टेक्स्ट। सो कणे मनसि श्रद्धा प्रतिघाते पुरोव्ययम् इति सूत्रम्। पुरः अव्ययम्, पुरस् इति अव्ययम् अस्ति, तस्य गतिसंज्ञा भवति समासः। पुर इति अव्ययम् गतिसमयम् स्यात्। पुरस्कृत्य, इट इज वेरी फेमिलियर वर्ड, पुरस्कृत्य इज टू एक्सैक्टली, इट मीन्स टू प्लेस इन फ्रंट बट एक्सटेंडिंग इट, इट मीन्स टू रेस्पेक्ट और टू फेसिलिटेट somebody, फेलिसिटेट somebody इत्यर्थः। पुरस्कृत्य इत्यस्य अत्र पुरस् इति अव्ययम्। There is always also a word puhu purau puraha where it means a city, it is a subanta, tasya samasah na bhavati, avyayasya eva puras ityasya samasah bhavati, puraskritya iti rupam. There are a few more sutras which give gati samya, so we will see those tomorrow. So a couple of questions. Namuchihi iti kasyachit danavasya nama, it is the name of a demon who was killed by Indra. कणे हत्य पय पिबति, ड्रिंक्स टिल द लास्ट ड्रॉप, या बट इफ इट इज अ वेरी स्मॉल अमाउंट ऑफ मिल्क, इवन इफ इट इज द लास्ट ड्रॉप इट ही माइट नॉट बी सैटिस्फाइड। सो देयर द एम्फसिस इज ऑन सैटिस्फैक्शन, श्रद्धा प्रतिघात, द डिजायर इज फुलफिल्ड और सैटिस्फाइड, टिल ही सेज आई हैव हैड इनफ, तावत् पिबति इति आशयः प्रयोगस्य। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? Kana is a particle, yes. I mean, kanaha ityarthe particle, grain ityarthaha. Asmin sandarbhe sa sahartana asti. As he said very clearly, kane iti abhilashatishaye eva prayogaha. Asmin sandarbhe. In this particular context, it means abhilashatishaya. धन्यवादाः। एनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्यमहेश्वरा कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते। धन्यवादः।